845-1100, listening to Stu for Lunch. Welcome in.
Stu, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg, what's happening?
Oh, not much. You know, I'm listening to this thing about Somalia and everything. It reminds me of the old days. I wish you were with me. You remember the names of two destroyers? Turner Joy.
And Conan the Barbarian.
And the other one was Maddox.
Maddox.
Turner Joy and Maddox. Because of Turner Joy and Maddox, I got a free one-year tropical vacation from 1967 to 1968, right after I got my degree from IU. And golly, it was really exciting over there in Republic of. Now, what we have to do is forget about Vietnam and get into Somalia and send some helicopters in there. Flight of the Valkyrie. That's what we have to do. Apocalypse Now. And any kids that are under, well, let's see, my son is going on 38 years old. Okay, any young men here that are under the age of 37 can go over there and we can watch TV live action. Forget about Survivor. We can see it on there. They gave me a special gift when I left, a nice piece of shrapnel in my left leg right above my knee. And I think Kylan, Kenny, and I, when we go out there, let's see, that's going to be June, I forget the date, 28th for,
You guys are going to Somalia?
No, for Jason. Jason's thing over there at Wicker Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to compare shrapnel over there. I hope it doesn't escalate that. I hope these people somewhere in this land learn about history and quit this crazy war stuff.
Absolutely, Greg.
Anyway, I
Jason Dragos' thing, that's what is happening. Kuziak and them putting that up. Party together for a benefit for the Dragos family.
Exactly. Okay, I'll let you go by.
Thanks, Greg. There it is, Greg from Munster. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, I think he's got a real good point is, you know, if you're 38 or under, what makes you think you're not good enough to get sent over to some foreign meat grinder and get kilt?
I really think like 33 and under would be perfect.
Because you're 34?
No, I'd gladly.
Color me selfish.
I guess so, man. Hey, someone needs to keep the home fires burning.